The Kashmir Shawl by Rosie Thomas, read by Neris Hughes. Chapter 1. Maer made the discovery on the last day at home in the old house. The three of them were upstairs in their father's bedroom. They had come together for the melancholy business of sorting and clearing their parents' furniture and possessions before closing up the house for the last time and handing over the keys to the estate agent. It was the end of May, and the lambs had just been taken away to market. Out on the hill the sheep were bleating wildly, loud, incessant and bewildered cries that were carried in with the scent of spring grass. Maer had made a pot of tea and laid a tray to carry upstairs to her sister Eirlis. Their brother Dylan came behind her, ducking, as he had had to do from the age of 13, in order to avoid hitting his head on the low beam on the landing. Eirlis's energy was prodigious, as always. The floor of the bedroom was squared with neat piles of blankets and pillows, towers of labelled boxes, crackling black bags. She stood at the foot of the bed, resting a clipboard on the bedpost, and frowning as she scribbled amendments to one of her lists. With the addition of a white coat and a retinue of underlings, she could easily have been on one of her ward rounds. "Lovely," she murmured when she saw the tea. "Don't put it down there," she added. Dylan took a cup and wedged himself on the windowsill. He was blocking the light, and Eirlis flicked an eyebrow at him. "Drink your tea," he said mildly. "Go mad. Have a biscuit as well." Maer sat down on the bed. The ancient pink electric blanket was still stretched from corner to corner, and she thought of the weeks of her father's last illness when she had come home to the valley to nurse him, as best she could, and to keep him company. They had enjoyed...